I raise grandchildren for people also. Okay, it's a big tosos. And the Yud Aleph and Aleph. That, well, before we get to the big tosos, the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph, the top of the base, deals with a different thing. So, the Vaday answered the suffix, right? The Gemara asked, let's just chazer for a second. Sivra Vash. Nick was all the states of Shasim Motor Toma, Sura Labase, Sura Lech, all the Truma, the Mace, but let's just woman say Abemis. So, that's a kasha on Rav. I'm like, Rav, you know, Chanus Sota Vaday, Gemara, the Yad Sota suffix? Right, what do you mean? I'm talking about Sotavadai. Sotasafik is obviously different from Sotavadai. But Maishna Sotavadai, Mishin the Chsibba Toma, Sotasafik. Now, I'm a Chsibba Toma, the Tanya, Wilson, Keeper, Omer, Mishon, Mabilos, or Master, Mishon, Mesu, and Asurman, Eirsim, Mataris, and they should have never acquired Shir Toma, Vachamar, Echzu, Echzu, Asur, Almani, Mikai, Machria Toma, the Rabbi Sotashin Nistra. Right? So that's Sotashin Nistra also. So, no, my Nistra, Nivlo, my currently Nistra, Lishna, Ma, Al Yonokat. On Nivlo, Toma, the head, Sivbe. Don't we already have Toma by Nivala? Why do we need a reboy? Because there's an Isra in Yitma. No. Lemekim of a lav. It's to have a lav. Okay. So clearly the Gemara says that Toma is written by Sota Vadai and not by Sota Safik. That's a mafurish Gemara. That is a difference between Sota Vadai and Sota Safik. Let's just remember the Shatari the Gemara, what's the Gemara's original kasha according to the mainstream? According to the mainstream shot, what's the Gemara's kasha? What do they find by Sota Safik? The kasha around from that Sota Safik does chalitza, and the answer is there's a difference between Sota Vada and Sota Safik. So this is a Mefurish Gemara. The Mefurish Gemara says that Sota Vada says Tuma. So the suffix, it doesn't say Toma. What is the nafkamina, right? So, what is the nafkamina? What's the Gemara trying to say? So one shot is, Rov Rishonim, the simple shot in the Gemara, that Sotavada is Tura Min HaChalitza like Arayas. That's what we spent a lot of time last time talking about. And so the suffix is Choletzis, right? Okay, which... 1.5 or 2 Rishonim held a different shot in the Shaka Vataria. The Ra'and half the Ravid, meaning we think that's Shaka Vataria. Maybe he thinks it's Shaka Vataria, but the Ramban and the Rush don't. Okay, let's call it Ra'and Ravid, just in any case, you don't want to be lonely, Misafik. They say, what's the Stira? The Stira is? Right, Zara is even, because even so the Vada is Chalaisa. Here, by Tzara Vaday, there is Tzara is a Sura. The difference is in terms of Isser Tzaras. Okay, that's just Pshat in the Gemara. Tosa starts with a Kasha, and he goes according to the mainstream Pshat in the Gemara, back to Yidal from Al Tzara Sota Asura. Lav Davka Asura Daf Michalitza Ptura Kid appears for countries. Vidavka Sota Vaday. Sota Safik Boy Chalitza Ptamaisim Sama Chukra Divinistra Vinitma. Then Nivalov Vaday Iri Kidamasik Le come on. I've also to suffic loksiv batoma. Okay. So far he's just repeating us the Gemara. The Minister of Hinitmachish Tomas talking about Sota Vaday. There is no Toma by Sota Suffic. So Tosa is the obvious kasha that it's not true. Him Tomar Vatanan. Nichlasa Yimolabisa Seiser, right? A Sota Suffic, what's her din? She has a triple Isser. Sura Labesa, Asura Latruma. Well, okay, here we mention. This particular case only mentions she's also her husband and she's also Truma. Of course, what's the third Isser? Also Kabbalah as well, correct. Vidarshina Mperk Yashem, and so did Afkhav Chesh, Shloshavam Dim, Exib Echlabao Echlabov Echlatruma. Right, so we see that the drush of Enitma is Darshim Sechasot about Sota Safik, and that's not something you can argue about. That's Halacha Lamaisa. Everyone knows, every child of three knows, that if there's a Sota Safik, she has an Isser D'Oraisa to her husband because it says Enitma. Soto Ksiva. Suppose there's two answers. The Yesh Lomer, the first answer is the mainstream approach. The Yesh Lomer, what's the mainstream approach to the Sugya? The mainstream approach to the Sugya is that when they say Toma Ksiva Karayus, what word do they mean? They say Toma Ksiva Karayus? What? Well, which word in the Torah are they referring to? Toma Ksiva Karayus. Vinitma, right? That's what Rashi says. The first Rashi on the Sugya says, Toma Ksiva Vinistra Vhi Nitma, and he gets that from the Gemara, because the Gemara says that Nibala Toma Vihedya Ksiva Vinistra Vhi Nitma. Nibala, why do you mean this whole Rabbi Yosef keeping the Chacham? It's the Hedya Vinistra Vhi Nitma. It means that's obvious. You could also get into a drash and throw in a Asher Tama. But Vinistra Vhi Vihi Nitma. Right? And all the... In fact, this says it three times in Parsha Nasa and the Parsha of Sota. So, isn't that talking about Sota Safeg? Yishlom adol asra kasa l'shem Safeg shema nivala v'nitma l'on l'oksiv toma ela ala v'adai nivala. So, Tosas has two answers as to what v'nitma means about Safeg Sota. The first answer is that it doesn't mean Safeg is called nitma. It doesn't mean nistra v'hi nitma that the kinoi in stira is toma. No, the kinoi in stira is just the latest Safeg. The Nisra of Nitma means the Nisra, and maybe she was Nitma through Bia. So the Nitma is referring to Bia, and it just means that every Sota Suffolk, you wonder that perhaps she was Nitma. But the Suffolk itself is not called Toma. It's just that every Suffolk might be a Vadai, and the Vadai is called Toma. Ulaom loksiv Toma ela Vadai Nivala. Vim Toma, Kevin loksiv Sham Toma ela Vadai, Amaya Sola Basil Truma. So then what's shot in the drasha? If the nitma is only referring to the vadai, then why is the suffix so to us or in anything? Because that's the whole point of this pasuk. The pasuk obviously doesn't mean if she was nivala, if she actually committed adultery, she's nitma. But until then, we think she's fine, because they darshan it that so to suffix is usher. Says what's the name? So to suffix is only usher because of suffix toma. Right? But there's a special Xeris HaKasov that this particular suffix, we treat like a Vadai, we're Machmer, Kuna Amar, Perakashem, in Nitma, Lama Shosav, in Lo Nitma, Lama Nishkes, right? It says, maybe Nitma, Lo Nitma. So the Gemara Darshans, and this is a bit Pshit Rishal Mikra even, right? But if she's Nitma, then what's the problem? And if she's Lo Nitma, then what's the problem? Magloch, HaKasov, Shasafik Asurka Vadai, it's a special Xeris HaKasov that suffix is Kavad, Lachi, suffix Sota, suffix Vadai. So, how do we interpret the word v'nitma? Right? V'nitma is the yisod of the iser of Sota Safik. Right? There are two dinim of Sota Safik. Right? And that's, we're going to try to spend the whole time analyzing Sota Safik. One din of Sota Safik is what it says before straight out in the Chumash. Sota Safik has a special gzeres hakasav of the hashka. That's the whole parsha, the funny thing. Right, okay, why do they do a funny thing? That is Chazal deal with in the Agadah and Makos and Sota and Afraim. But the other din of Sota, which is the drash of the pasuk, is that Sota Safik, besides having a mitzvah say of Hashka, Sota Safik has an iser. If the husband is boel her baderech, he does, you know, the way to Yerushalayim, or decides not to Yerushalayim, derech lav davka, then he commits an avera. If she eats truma, meanwhile, we're not allowed to. She comes to eat truma. We confiscate the truma from her meanwhile. So what's the nature of that iser of v'nitma that clearly comes from the word v'nitma? That's the drush and sota. V'nitma, which means the iser, not the mitzvah say, but the iser of suffix sota. So one way, what does v'nitma mean? The one derech in Tosos, which is the way all the other mishnayot take go, and we'll see why. I mean, why? Because we'll see why in a moment. One derech, which is Tosos' first answer, Tosos number one, and the other Rishonim, and the Rambam, I'll read you the Rambam in a second, says the Nitma refers to. Actual bia. The nitma doesn't mean the stira is matami her. The nitma means if she did bia is matami her. So why should be us if we didn't know? And there's a gzeris hakasav that suffik is usur kevadai. So what's the nature? There is no, what he's saying, there's no isser of suffik tota. There's no isser in the Torah called the Hashem came and assered. You know, what did he asser? He assered your mother, and he assered your sister, and he assered your neighbor's wife, and v'chuli v'chuli. And then he assered sota vadai, and then he assered sota suffik. No. Hashem only assered sota vadai. But then there's a rule. He also only assered pork vadai. And what do we do if we're not sure if something is pork? So we have rules for what to do with makom safek, and they're very complicated rules, and no one knows exactly what's the rice and what's the rabbana, and then there's chazakas and robes, and there's fake fakes, etc. So Hashem gave you a rule, what to do if you're not sure whether she's a sota or not, whether she's sota vadai or not. Not yet, then we have a special rule that safek vadai that we're machmir. Right? From that special rule, what other special rules does the Gemara learn right there in that brisa? That first fakos? That's something also, it's a special rule that, okay, that's one approach. Oh, the problem is, if suffik is kevadai, then Tosfos asks. How do I know the Rambam holds that way, by the way? I promised you that. How do I know most Rishonim here hold that way? Because if you open them up, they ask Tosfos Kash and they give this first answer. How do I know the Rambam holds that way? Because it's pretty mefurish in Hilchos Yibam. Vav Yotes, the Rambam says, Ishish zinsa tachas bayla baratzun uve'edim, meaning sota vadai, umeiz kodim sheigar shenav nafla yavim, yipetur min achalitzu min ayibim, chen tzarasuki lois erval yavim, neisha tumak sivak arayus, shenamar v'hi nitma'a. Right, he said, the tumah of sota vadai v'hi nitma'a. V'hi nitma'a is the tumah of sota vadai. So he interprets the word v'nitma about sota vadai. Sounds pretty clear, like v'nitma is the Tumak Sivakarayos, and it's talking about Sota Vadai. Isn't it written about Sota Safek? No, that just means Sota Safek has to be Machmer in case she's Benitma.
If you hold it, Safek Deraisa Lechumra is Midoraisa, and here there's a Safek Exerba, so Safek Deraisa, why do you need Exeris HaKasub?
If you hold Safek Deraisa Lechumra, why do you need a Exeris HaKasub? So, I can give you three answers, if I include denying your question as one. One is, you already anticipated. Right, good question. Why do you examine the gossip? After all, I got myself in trouble. I said, Suffolk pork. We all know that Suffolk chazer is usser. You don't need exeris kasev, so why do you exeris kasev here? So either A, according to the Rambam, we'll hold Suffolk derice as only lechomer mid rabbanan. Here it's lechomer min haTorah. Easy. B, here there is a chezkas tara. She used to be mutter, there's a cheskes heter, so it could be that, yeah, a normally surim, whenever there's a cheskes heter, suffik is lakula. And here, even though there's a cheskes heter, suffik is lachumra. Three, if you take, like, Tosos and the Rashi and the Ritva here, the Gemara very literally, normally suffik derais lachumra, but it's not kevadai. Right? Normally suffik derais is lachumra, but we don't treat it like a vadai. Robis or Cheskas Isser will say Lechomer and will treat it like a Vadai. Here, the Chiddush is Deras Gosset. Even though it's only a Suffolk, we not only ask her, but we treat it like a Vadai. What's the Nafkamina? Tosos will say, and I'm a base. The Nafkamina is you get Malkus. For Suffolk, Chazer might be Osman Torah, but without Malkus. Suffolk, Chol Shabbos, we Osman Torah, but without Onesh. But over here, without Karba. But over here, Suffolk. So that's three valid answers to your questions.
Just to clarify, when we put the Rambam in this camp, we're saying just Lagabe, how he darshens the Nitma, but not meaning, because he denies Malkus,
Correct. So far we're saying just in terms of how he darshens the Nitma, right? So far I'm saying how he darshens the Nitma. Acharei Asher Tama, which is Tosfos second day. Right, I mean, my idea is that there is a second day, and it has a different pasuk in the Rambam. It doesn't say that way.
So Rashi would also be in that?
See, no, because I actually mistakenly just skipped a step of logic and thought that when I wrote the Makoros. But no, because even Tosfos the second day admits that the Havmin of the Gemara is like his first day. Only the Maskan of the Gemara is like that. So therefore you can't bring a Rashi from Rashi. Because in the Havmin, you can't from Tosfos, from Rambam, because the Rambam's the Maskan. Okay, but I'll get back to that in a second. Okay, so now Tosfos is Akasha. Ulahachi suffik sota bayachalit. So now the kasha is if suffik vadai, then why does suffik sota nichalitza? right? If suffix is kavadai, then suffix is kavadai, and she should be pturim in a chalitza, right? Meaning she should be legamre like a, she should be legamre like a sota vadai. So, what's the answer? How might you have answered? If really it's exeris the cost of the suffix is also kavadai, then why does she need chalitza if suffix kavadai? Right, so Tosis answers, right? The Yesh Lomad, the Hachi suffix of the Bay Chalitza, the Dafir Lahachmir Asar Kasav Suffix Gavadai, below Lahaki Lafotra below Chalitza. Only Lahachmir and not Lahakel. So Tosis says it's a little more complicated. It's not Mamish Gavadai, right? It's not mamish. It's not mamish suffik kavadai. It's only lahachmir. What exactly mitosis means that it's only lahachmir here? This goes back to my third answer to Morty, whether it's correct or not. I think the normal way people understand it in Tosos, suffik osur kavadai. Obviously, suffik not osur kavadai legamre because let's forget about the on the right of it for now. You need chalitza, so you have to say suffik osur kavadai lehachmir v'lo lahakel. And I, what normally understood that Tosos means is, right? Okay, let's leave it there for now. Okay, now Tosos says, however, l'may d'kush la'el, there's a second possible answer. What is the second possible answer? D'l'maskon l'shmaitza tomakarayis k'siv adama rav hayin makam lav. What does it say in the end of the sugya? It says, don't we know Tumah? Because it says, V'nistra v'hi nitma. It says, no, Chereshu Tumah brings up a lav. So Tosas says, maybe in the Maskana of the Gemara, Tumah Karayos only counts if it's a lav. Maybe read that at the last line of our sugi. The last line of our sugi, or the almost last line of our sugi, the last line of our sugi relevant to Yibam, is, we'll make him a little lav. I would have read that line and just, oh, it happens to be a Chereshu Tumah, it's telling you a lav. There's lots of important reasons to that you would need to know whether it's a lav or not, like whether you get malchus, etc. But Tos is saying, no, maybe in the having of our sogi, we thought that an asei could be tomah karayos, but in the maskanas of sogi, only a lav is tomah karayos. And in that case, nicha, the hao tomah loksiva el al vadai nivala. Right, so Tos is all of a sudden has a second approach. Why do most Rishonim not accept this second approach of Tosos? I think the reason most Rishonim don't accept the second approach of Tosos is because he has to say in the end of the Gemara they're being chozer bo from until then. Until then, they're assuming that a lashon asei of nitma is tomah karayos. But he says Tosos in the beginning they clearly think the nisra of nitma is already tomah karayos. So it says Nimchai to say no. In the end of the sugi, they change their mind and say only a lashon of lo, a lav of Tomei's Karayos. So according to Tosa's second approach, what comes out? Comes out is that Vinitma refers. Vinitma refers to Sota Safik according to this. Nah, Sota Safik also has Vinitma written about her. Ah, Vinitma refers to Sota Safik. Why isn't she Karayos? She's not Karayos because she doesn't have Acharei Usher Tambar written about her. The Nitma refers to Sota Safek. Acharei Asher Hutama only to Sota Vadai. Now, according to this, now, why does Tosa say this last day, huh? Why in Daf Gimel and Beis did he want to say that? What was the advantage of saying that only Tumah of a lav creates Turgibam and not Tumah of an Asei? Get out of the problem with Boel. Get out of the problem with Boel, right? His kasha was in Boel. You could find a Torayas, Betzara, Sara. So one of his answers we analyzed in the previous Lundus. The other answer was, no, Boel doesn't have a Lashon Lav. Achreisha Tumah is referring to by the Ishas. It's only referring to the Baal. The Boel doesn't have a lav. He only has an Asei. And an Asei is not Karayos. Okay, that's what Tosos, that's why Tosos wanted to be Chadish. He didn't want to be Chadish because it's a good pshat in our sugya. It's a duchut pshat in our sugya to say that between the second class and last line of the sugya, they changed their mind and decided that only a Lashon Lav counts as Tomah Karayos, and a Lashon Asei doesn't count as Tomah Karayos. refers to the suffix, but is not ka'arayos. But the reason Tosa said that is so that a boel won't be ka'arayos, because a boel doesn't have a lav, only has an asay. Now, the Achronim suggest that that there could be a big, on the simple level, these 2 days in Tosos are answering a technical question with our Gemara. Doesn't it say Tumah about Sota Safek? So either the first answer is no, Tumah means Sota Vadai. It's just every Sota Safek. We're machmir to think that she was a Sota Vadai. But only Lachumra, but not Lakula. Or second answer, no, it does say Tumah about Sota Safek, but that's not Tumah Karayis, that's not Sedik Tumah. It never says a Lavdik Tumah about Sota Safek. Okay, these are two technical ways of getting out of our sugya, with the technical nafkamina of Boel, right? The technical nafkamina is that, according to the mainstream shot, Boel is Potter min Hayibum Umin Hakalitza Ka'arayos, and even Oser Tsaros, right? And Oser Tsaros Ka'arayos. And according to the second shot, right? Boel is not Ka'arayos, because a Boel doesn't have a lot about him. It doesn't say Aparei Shur Tamah. Okay. But now, if we get into some wonders, though, the Achronim suggests that really the Machlosi in these 2 days in Tosos might be a fundamental wonder shakira of the nature of Sota Safek, right? Not just about the word that Aser Sota Safek. You know, does the word Vinitma mean Sota Safek is Vinitma? Or does it mean she might be a Sota Vada, which is Vinitma? But this Machlokis in exegesis of the Pasuk might be Machlokis in Lamdas, because what are the two ways to understand the Isser of? What are the two ways to understand the Isser of Sota Safek? Right? It means Safek Kevadai. Right? There are two ways to understand what it means. The Torah assered Safek Kevadai. Either when a Safek happens, what's the first way? When a Safek happens.
Safek.
And so why is it Asser? What?
That's like the Kevadai. So you're basically extending. You're putting it back in the category of Vada.
Because we think it happened. I mean, one way is, I don't know if this is what you meant, there's a suffix with a special Xeris Akasov, then in this suffix we're Machmer and we think it happened. Right? Suffix Vada, we think it happened. Or what's the other way? So what happens? This, right, the Reuven says to his wife, you know, I'm very suspicious of the plumber. No Yichud with the plumber from now on. And what happens? They have a leaky faucet. The plumber comes. She locks the door behind them. She says, you know, it's a bad neighborhood. You don't want a criminal to break in. So she locks the door behind them. And that's it. It's already suspicious to us. So one way is it's only Suffolk. After all, who knows? Maybe he was just fixing the leaky faucet. Yeah, sure. Right? But no, it's suspicious. It's because that we think there was Bia. So, or what's the other option?
Suffolk itself is.
Yeah, we don't care whether or not there was B at this point. Obviously, we don't care. We do care. It's an Achamina for Skila or Chenek or etc. But it means that the issue is not at a certain point, we're like, you know, I mean, think about it. You know, if you're this person's neighbor, at a certain point you would say, give me a break. At this point, I don't even care if there was B or not. Your husband was a kind of you and this guy, and you locked yourself in a room with him? That in and of itself is enough to asser you. Putting yourself in that kind of suffix is enough reason to be punished in and of itself. Right? The suffix itself is bad enough regardless of what happened. It's not a hachra'a as to what happened. Regardless of what happened, the suffix is an independent oser. So perhaps this could correspond to the lamdus, right? Here we have the lamdus. Again, Tosa's not talking about lamdus directly. He's talking about psukim. But the psukim seem to cry out at us that, according to the first way of reading the pasuk, the only actual isser is that there was bia. The nitma means maybe there was bia. Ah, so why is there an isser so the suffik? Suffik kivadai lechomra. Lechomra, we assume the worst. Although, obviously, lekulam can't assume the worst. This is a special gzeres akasim. So, one approach is that the only isser is Sota Mamish. Is the only Isser is Nivala. But Gzeris HaKasuv Lehachriya Safek Tuma Lechomra. Gzeris HaKasuv Safek. We don't know. Maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. The Gzeris HaKasuv is being Machra and assume it did. Or you can take another approach. That no. That we have no idea if she was Nivala or not. After all, that's why she's Shosa, right? Because we don't know if she was Nivala or not, right? So she's Shosa, but the suffix of Kinu Yustira creates a new Isser on what level? Creates a new Isser Aseh called Sota Safik. So Sota Safik is not Usser because it might be, and we assume it is, a lav of Sota Vadai. No, we have no idea if she's a Sota Vadai or not. It's Usser because there's a new lav on a Sota Safik. A Sota Safik is a lav in and of herself. The, and intuitively, this makes sense, even though it's a Chiddush in Lamedus, it makes sense to us. You know, whatever, this person did something totally beyond the pale, and maybe that should create an Isser in and of itself. And the only way we master that Isser is with Shia. Right?
So is it Isser Asi or Lav?
It would have to be an Isser Asi, because what do you mean the Lav HaKar Isser tomorrow is talking about Sota Vadai? All this is when Isser Abhi Nitma is only an Isser Asi. Now, the what's a nafkamina between whether it's Ahra L'chumra in the Lav of Sota Mamish, or a new Isser called Sota Safik? What's an afgamina? No, either way, it's a mafurish gemara that she does chalitza. Either according to the first day, you have to say, because we're not lakula, we don't lakula assume she was nitma, or in the second day, because it's written as an asay, that's not karayas. But that's a fact. What's an afgamina?
Malkus.
Nafgamina might very well be Malkus, right? Nafgamina might be Malkus. Now, what does the Gemara allegedly say in the Sefer Sota? Right? As the Gemara Tosfos goes in the Yud Aleph Beis, V'im Tomer came to Loksiv Lav B'Sota Safik Amai Omer B'Sota Dimbal Ha'Bala B'Derech Loka. Stop. Right? Now, it's a little unclear because the Achronim point out that it doesn't say this anywhere in the Sefer Sota. Meaning, it doesn't say this in Daf Zayin of an Aleph explicitly. And, okay, the Daf Zayin of an Aleph was written by the printers later. But it also, if you look through the rest of Masechah Sota, it also doesn't say this anywhere in Masechah Sota. So it's not so clear what Tosfos meant when he says, why does it say in Masechah Sota that in Baal Le'abal V'Derech Loka? I mean, it's very convincing, and the truth is all the Rishonim quote, that it says in Masechah Sota, in Baal Le'abal V'Derech Loka. So it could be that maybe they had another Gersa in Masechah Sota. I don't know, you have to ask the people in the university, they found any Kisvei Yad of Masechah Sota with such a Gersa in Daf Zayin or in anywhere else. There are two theories as to what Tosfos meant. Either Daf Zayin and Aleph, it says, Sota Shehi Belav, right? It says, Nidah's Kareis, but Sota's less, that's only a Lav. And it's talking about, like, when they're on the way. So could mean that maybe Belav sounds like Loka, right? Or the Gemara says in Afchav Heyam and Aleph, at least the Hamin Shach Vitaria, that the reason they send
doesn't Mishnah in Zion say that they give us Hara?
Yeah, well, maybe that's in Dav Zion. 1 second. Yeah, there is Yodel Hasriyabe. That they send people who know how to give Hasra on the Derech with him. So maybe that's where Tosfos took to imply that Hasra. Now, Rashi says no, it just means Hasra that he shouldn't do it. But maybe that Hasra means Malchus. So somehow, maybe there's a hint in Dav Zayin and Aleph that in Bala and Bala B'derech Loke, it could be there's even a Gersa of the Rishonim that we don't have in our printed versions that says in Bala and Bala B'derech Loke. But all the Achronim, if you look at all the Achronim here, they all say, it never actually says anything in Gemara, and they try to say either he meant because it says Lav, the word Lav, or he meant because it says the word Hasra. Or you put two and two together, it says Lav and it says Hasra, in the same, you know, there's a two dots in between them. But in the same general, on the Gemara, in the same Mishnah, it says the word Lav, it says the word Hasra, put two and two together, and you come up with five, you say that, or four, put two and two together, you come up with 4.01, only small jump, and you say that she's Loke. So, the question is, how could she be Loke? The Lav, Macharei Asher Tama, the Gemara says, is not for Nistra, it's only for Nivala. There is no Lav. So if there is no Lav, how do you get Malchus? There is no Lav, how do you get Malchus? So says Tosos, Yishlomar, Dilachumra, Asakosov, Kivadai, Kidapricious, Le'el. No problem, according to this first approach in Tosos, right? Tosos, in Yivamos, Yod Aleph on the Beis, and the Rashba and the Ritva there say the same thing. It wasn't the Makarshi, but maybe you looked at it, or not. I mean, just the same thing as Tosos. Not such a big deal. Say, Chayav Malkos, because Safek Kibadai. Chayav Malkos, because Safek is Kibadai. Pretty posh it. Right? Because really, there's no Isser Sota Safi. There's no Isser Sota Vadai, and we have a special Xerxes Gaza that we think she did it. If we think she did it, you're Chayav Malkos. But if we assume that, no, it's a new Isser. We don't really think she's a Sota Vadai. It's a new Isser Asay called Sota Safek. Then, could you get Malchus for an Isser Asay? For sure not. Then what you have to say is, like the Meiri here and the Tosos, right? There is a Rabbi Kiva Eger on the side here, even on this fancy one. Yeah. Who says, I in the Kamad of Samatas and Alphatos and Alphatos Kisi. Yeah. And then also someone on the side says, maybe it's in the source of Shas. Yeah, Ayin Tosos, Sotach Chesam Aleph. In both those two places in Tosos, for example, in Sotach Chesam Aleph in Yivamos, I'll just redo the line. The Im Tomar Velokom Vesotah Shabala Bala Baderech the Leka Ela Asay Divinitma. That's only an Isser Asay. So Tosos there holds that it's only an Isser Asay. Likewise, Tosos Sotah Daf Chav Ches hold that there's no Malchus. So Tosos Yivamos Sotach Chesam Aleph. Tosos, Sota, Chav Chesam and Aleph, the Meiri here, and Yivamos Yod Aleph on the base, and the Rambam in Gerishin, Yod Aleph, Yod Dalid, all say that you don't get Malchus, right? The Rambam says you get Malchus, Mardus, you don't really get Malchus. So, he's not Chayv Malchus. Right? That makes sense. If it's a new Isra, that's only an Isra Asay, we don't really think she's a Sota. There's a new Isra of the Akino Vestira is enough of an Isra in and of itself. Okay, but if you only have the Isra of Akino Vestira, now because we think there was Bia. We don't think there was Bia. How do we know? We don't think there's Bia. There's no Xeris accustomed to tell us. The Isra doesn't suffic a Vadai that, or Machria that a Vadai happened. No, the Xeris doesn't suffic a Vadai, it's just like Vadai has an Isra, suffic has an Isra. Vadai has an Isra Lav, suffic has an Isra Asay. But of course there'd be no Malchus. What do you do with the Gemara that says Loke? So, if you're not Chayv Malchus, what about the Gemara? So, the Magid Mishnah answers. The Magid Mishnah answers that. It's Lav Davka. It means Makas Mardus. And the Achronim point out there is no such Gemara anyway, so maybe that's not such a problem. Right, the Magid Mishnah says, what if the Gemara in Bala Bala B'derech Loke? Says, that means Makas Barnes. Doesn't really mean Loke, it's Lav Davka. And the Achron, later Achron, point out that in our Gemara, we don't even have that line in the Gemara. So it could be that the Tosas and Yivamos Samafes and in Sota and the Meiri and the Rama never, obviously, some Rishonim might have had a Gemara like that or understood the Gemara like that, but it doesn't say so in the Gemara, so it's not really a strong Kasha.
Isn't the Rambam on the wrong side of it?
So that is a good Hara. Let me come back to it in a minute. The Achronim point out another Nafkia.
That's
that be a dinner for Rashi, though, that saying that the straw is so that he's not Nukmavon?
Correct. That's what's funny. Rashi and Sota very good says the Asra is their master and that he won't be Nukum Yavon and the Asra won't help. It sounds from Rashi like, why didn't Rashi just say Lasriye Be for Malkus? Meaning, Stam, when you read the word Hasra and Shas, right? Now, it's never a Kasha, why didn't someone give another Pshat? Unless that's like the obvious Pshat. Obvious Pshat, if you read the word Hasra and Shas, what do you think? Think Malkus or Misa or something, right? So Rashi, when it said Hasra and Sota Davzayin, said, why are they giving Asra? They're giving Asra that if he is Boel her Baderech, the Mayim won't be Bodeker. Why doesn't he say they give Asra to get Malkus? So, Rashi sounds like, maybe in a special sense, arguer so the Gemara is often like Rashi anyway, Rashi sounds like there would not be Malkus, that's a good Hara. The Diok of Rashi in Sota Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, where Rashi says, they say you give Asra. And all the other Rishonim said, Hasra, that's for the Malkus. And Rashi says, no, Hasra is, they warn him that if he does the Aveira, it's going to ruin the test. Right? Because that's a rule, right? That V'nika Ish Me'avon, as Yom Tov quoted, Kol She'ish Menuka Me'avon, Amayim Bodkin Seishto. If the Ish is not Menuka Me'avon, the Mayim is not Bodkin Seishto. So therefore, the Diok from Rashi, right? Why didn't Rashi, again, maybe Rashi just thought there was a good shot? Nah, but it's so obvious that Hasra usually means Malkus and Shas. Why didn't Rashi give the usual Peirush? Maybe it's a diuk that he holds like the other side.
But in the first side, the only reason why you give the Malkus is because of the Gezerah Kavod. It's not just enough that Safek Kavada. Like, you normally give a Safek Lechumra, you don't get Malkus.
Because that's not Kavada. That's Lechumra. So here it's Kavada.
Because of the Gezerah Kavod.
Right. Now, another interesting enough community that I want to pick up. What's the difference? Yeah, just use your logic, right? There are no makoros about this. It just comes up once in like Ruchamin or something. He thinks of it on his own and then makes some cheshbonos based on it, which I didn't want to get into. But what, let's say I'm faced with the situation. What's the which has a chash iser? One guy tells me you should know where machria that might really that we think that's really treif, so don't eat it. The other guy tells me, regardless of whether or not it's treif, in this situation it's usher to eat. So what's the nafkamina for me if I...
What? If you went ahead and made it, then it turns out that it was kosher.
Ah, what if, I just want to do a little better, what if Eliyahu now comes afterwards and tells us the truth, right? Now, say even better, because you know what happens? Either way, I shouldn't have done it, right? So fine, if Eliyahu now comes later and tells the truth, then if it was the first side of the Chakira, then in the end it wasn't usher. Because we know the truth. The second side of Chakira really was Usher, because at the time, she was in a situation of Kinu Stira. But either way, I shouldn't do it, right? The more interesting thing, I mean, is what if I know the truth? Right? This is a Dion, all the Echron, a fascinating Dion about this, right? What if two Adam say a piece of meat is treif, but I know it's really kosher, am I allowed to eat it? Right? Or all kinds of other fascinating scenarios. What if I know that it's mutter? Now, I can't convince anyone else because I'm an Eid Echad, right? What if I know the truth? Is it usher for me or not? So if it's a matter of hachra'os, then what's the rule generally? Doesn't matter what hachra'ah tells me is treif. If I know the truth, I might not be able to convince everyone else because let's say I have no nemanos. But if I know the truth, then I can eat it. But if the situation of suffix itself creates an isser, then regardless of the truth, it's usher. Right? So that's the second nafkamina. The second nafkamina is... Now, who in this situation might know that she really is innocent?
She.
Her, right? Now, it's a little tricky, because the Baal can't possibly know, right? How can the Baal know, right? Meaning, if the Baal was there, then it wasn't Stira in the first place, right? So the Baal obviously wasn't. If the Baal was looking, then it's not a Choloshem Stira in the first place. She's not anything, right? She's just a regular girl. And if the Baal wasn't looking, then how can he know? So what if Eliona becomes and tells the Baal, I guess? Okay, but what about her? Now, it's a very strange nafkamina because what difference does it make, you know, what difference does it make what she thinks? It's still usher for him. But theoretically, what about her? The nafkamina might be, what about Truma, for example? Could she eat Truma when no one's looking if she knows she's innocent?
Would a video camera not get rid of
Palestira? That's interesting. What if there's a video camera proving she was innocent? So you would think that either that would take away, even if it doesn't take away the Haloshim Stira, it should probably, like, be good enough to, like, you know, like an Eid Echad or something. But that's an interesting question, which I never thought about. So, what if she knows he is innocent, or Eliona, he tells us, right? Assuming he is Nemanis on this. Right? So what if we know, you know, we have a crystal ball, whatever it may be. Okay, maybe that's Issa Doraisa anyway. We have Ruach HaKodesh, and we know Nevuah, and we know she's innocent. So if you say, really, the only Issa is Nevuah, it's just the Hachra L'Chumra, then it's not, what if she knows she's innocent? Or, what if we find out later that she was innocent? So if she, this is really the same Nafkamina, right? Then if she knows she's innocent, it's not an Avera for her, because for her, what do you mean Suffolk? It's not a Suffolk. Suffolk is Gevada, she knows the truth. And if Elyonavi comes and tells us later she was innocent, right? If we somehow find out later she was innocent, then Lima Freya, right? It's not an Avera for the husband either. Although, what would this case be comparable to? Would it be totally, he wouldn't need to her at all? If he gloy milsa, I'm afraid that it was okay?
It's like the woman whose husband.
Exactly, it's like Rashi at the beginning of Matos, right? The woman whose husband was made for her neder, but she thought he didn't know that, and she intended to do an Avera, or like Rashi, here the two, Niskaven lechol b'sar chazer ve'olo b'yodo b'sar kleh, v'ashem yisnach la still needs kapar. So it wouldn't be legamre, okay, right? Wouldn't be an Avera for a husband either. It's a low level of Avera, right? Rather, it's a low level Avera of Kavanas Avera. But he still had Kavanas Avera at the time because he thought she was guilty. However, if you say no, the Kinoi Vestira itself creates a new Isra say, which has nothing to do with whether she was Nivola or not, then you would say very easily, it's the same Avera regardless of whether she was actually Nivola, right? That's the whole point. Point is, there's a new Avera caused by the Chalosot HaSafek. A Chalosot HaSafek is caused by Kinoi Vestira, creates a new Avera, which has nothing to do with whether she was Nivola or not. Now, obviously, I don't mean there's nothing to do. The whole reason that was created is because she put herself in a situation which created a Lady HaSafek. But it had nothing to do with what actually happened. The mere appearance and possibility is enough to answer regardless. And therefore, even if she knows she's innocent, she knows really the plumber was just fixing the sink. And this is all blood libel on her by her husband who's just trying to be mean to her. Nonetheless, she's still bound by this Isser because she's still a Sota Suffolk. The only way to get rid of this Isser is to drink the Mayim Amarim if she's so sure she's innocent. And even if Elyona became later and told us that she didn't do it, it doesn't matter. It would still be the same Avera. And could be that even after Eliona became and told us she didn't do it, it would still be the same Avera. Because if Eliona, it depends if Eliona counts as an Echad or not, perhaps it might still be the same Avera. Okay.
So related to that, we were talking about, wouldn't call it a nafkamina because the halacha is clear, but the din of benikta benizra zera, that if she's found to be tahara, she gets rewarded, sounds to me a lot better like the first hakir, meaning we don't know if she's, meaning if it's mineyu bein isra, that she put herself in that situation that she shouldn't have, it's harder to understand. You could still explain it, but harder to understand that she should get rewarded if the metzius is that she didn't.
No, I'm not sure that's enough nafkamina, because either way, it's usher for her to violate the isra yichud, right? Meaning, regardless of what the nature of her isra to her husband is, either way, she did an avera by violating the dina yichud.
Sure, but if we're saying that this is midine sota, meaning it sounds, it's smashing from the top,
okay.
Sota, that this reward is a function of having gone through that.
Right, okay, I hear. I'm not sure, I have to think about it. Okay, now, yeah.
If in the same custom is all in the karma that there's this new isra, that the topic is kavada, why don't we say that really,
when we find out that she was either innocent or guilty, that's Magdala Mafreya what it was. No, it was Magdala Mafreya, she wasn't the Safek. It was Magdala Mafreya, she was Rabbi. So likewise in this, it should talk to her and say, the Mafreya, really, she hadn't done anything.
Why don't we say Gloy Mills on a friend, just like Gloy Mills said she wasn't a Sota Vadai? Why don't we say Gloy Mills said she wasn't a Sota Safek?
Because I
think being in a situation of Safek, that's the thing. Being in a situation of Vadai is a fact. You could be Gloy Mills on a friend, yes or no. Being in a situation of Safek is not a fact. No one's ever really in a situation of Safek. Briskers on Beina Shemashos and the Ritva and Yavam Islamat Hay, notwithstanding for now, and you know, not the time for it, but I'm not even so convinced, B'mchilas Kvod, of everyone here, that the Briskers who say that Pshat and Beina Shemashos is based on the Ritva in, did I say Yavam Islamat Hay, Yoma, about Beina Tzvos, I don't think that's what the Ritva meant either. I'm not sure they have any leg to stand on. But whatever, that leaving that Brisker Beina Shemashos aside, right? There's no such thing as a real Safek. There is no Safek in Tzias. Everything happened one way, it happened the other way. What Safek just means what we think in the first place. So Safek means we don't know. That's what Safek means. So you can't ignore the Mafreya that we did know. We still didn't know the Mafreya. Since Safek by definition is epistemological and not Metzias, then it can't change the Mafreya. Because Safek is talking about what we know, and Lamafreya, we still didn't know.
So when she comes up and she drinks finally, we find out. So it's Magdala Mafreya, what was she really back 20 minutes ago? She was Taka...
She was a Safek 20 minutes ago, because Safek is describing what we know, not what happened. A Safek could never have happened. So that's the thing. Once you talk about a Safek is what we know, and that can't change Lamafreya. That's all.
Can enough community be sorry to a Safek?
Oh. Very good, just hold that thought. Okay, now, the Achronim point out in the Kobetz Ha'aros here, and the Rav and the Rishimas here, and some of the other Achronim as well, point out that you might be marked this. This is a whole sugya in and of itself, which we're not going to get into, which is, how do we know there's a difference between Safek Tum, Rosh Hashiach, and Rosh Hashiach? So there are a few, you know, random brises floating around in a Tosefta somewhere that have other possibilities. And, you know, if we were learning Maseches Taros, we'd have to be ma'ayin and all the Shitas Yochids and what the Rambam is doing, quoting two different things in the first place. But, since we're not learning Maseches Taros now, we're learning Maseches Yomas, let's take the mainstream approach that 90% of people think. Which is, how do we know there's a difference between Safek Tum versus Hayachin versus a Rabin? What's the mainstream approach?
Sota.
That's what it says in Sota. Now, Chavches, why is that the mainstream approach? Because it's the first thing we're in Sota in the Brisa. That Sota, now, obviously, it's a leap, meaning this is a Midas Shetor Dedreshet by him. It's not purely common sense. It's a Drasha. But just like Sota, if she's versus Hayachin, only the two of them, she's Usher. And if she's versus a Rabbin, there are three people there, she's mutter. Now, of course, that's for a specific reason, because if there are three people there, it wasn't Yichud, and they couldn't have done the Aveira. And if there are two people there, they could have. But nonetheless, we use that as a drash, as a mucker. Likewise, and it's called Tumah, right? Even though it's not talking about ritual purity, right? But it's called Tumah. Likewise, in any Safek Tumah, if it's versus a Yachid, where there are one or two people there, we are Machmir. If it's versus a Rabbin, there are three people there, or more, then we are Mekel. That's the mucker, according to the mainstream approach of Safek Tum versus a Yachid versus a Rabbin. In which case, what we're saying is that the Isser of Safek Sota is really the mucker for the Isser of Safek Tum versus a Yachid. Now, you could say, well, maybe that's really the mucker, maybe really it isn't, maybe it was just an Asmachta, maybe it's just a Remez, but there are other reasons. You know, maybe it has to do with Karban Pesach, and, you know, the fact that a Yachid has a problem with Tumah and Karban Pesach, when Rabban were making one Tumah and Karban Pesach, and all kinds of other reasons. But if you take a Kipshuto and say, look, we can make a Sushtel, we can derive Tosafot Tumah Rosh Yachid from Sota, then say the says Rav Chanan, the Rav, and all the modern day briskers, you can have another nafkamina, if we extend the Chakira to Safek Tuma Birshus Hayachid. What's the nafkamina? What's the nature of Safek Tuma Birshus Hayachid? Do we say that we're machria that you were vaday nitma? I know this is not enough comedian yet, this is just explaining, right? One approach is that, b'shus harabim were machria that you were nitma, b'shus hayachim were machria that you were nitma. I might or might not have to, I don't know what's the case, someone threw a kazayis of a mace, and it might or might not have touched me in b'shus hayachid. So machria that it did touch me. Or, no. Maybe you weren't nitma. Who knows? We don't know. Do we know whether it touched a kazayis and a mace or not? No, how can we know? But you get a new chalos tuma anyway. Eve, maybe I did or didn't touch the dead body, but I get a new chalos tuma anyway because the din of suffik tumah b'shus hayachid. What is the nafkamina? So suggests the Rav Chanan and the Rav, the nafkamina might be very subtle. Either way, I'm tummy. The nafkamina might be, or the most obvious nafkamina is, it has nothing to do with the minchas chinuch that the kovetz arus quotes. The Kovetz HaAretz quotes that in Minchas Chinuch, as soon as the Dabar Pasha, if a Nazir is a Safek Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, Safek Tumah's mace, and that's why it's interesting that he's a Nazir, then he's Megalech. Right, for sure he's Megalech. He only is a Safek as to whether he would get Malkus, because he's not sure whether the Lav, this is similar to what we discussed in afternoon shiur 2 days ago, for those who were there, whether the Lav is Mitzad HaTumah or Mitzad HaMais. Okay, that's a separate Chakira, which is not for now. But the Minchas Chinuch assumes a Nazir would be Megaleach. But, says the Rav, says Rav Chanan, not so poshut. Would a Nazir be Megaleach? Anyone tell me, what's the din? Is a Nazir Megaleach? Megaleach meaning like he's so certain in zeros and he has to start all over again. Is a Nazir Megaleach on any Tomas Mace? On anything that's Metamian but Tomas Mace? Oh, look. Raise your hands if you're a Kohen. Okay. All right, Seder. Anyone know any Kohanim? So, is the Kohen Osir to be Nitzma? The Gemara, we have Paskin that the Kohen is a Kohen. Is Kohen Osir to anything that's Matamah him but Tumas Mace? No, he's Mutrin Cher Varia Kacholol, right? What is Cher Varia Kacholol? Meaning, at the very least, a metal cleat that touched a mace is like a mace also. It's an Aviyahos HaTumah. And the Kohen's Mutrin that, even though it has the same level of Tumah. Why? To have the same Tumah, but it's not mace. Right? What? That is Machlokes Rishonim, right? What was the famous line in the Tosfos Rabbeinu Tam? Eiz Bayis Asher Tivnuli, right? If you ask for a Kohen to walk into a house with a Chayver Rechol, the Kohen can't walk into a house with any kli, or even take those Makel Sheet, the metal kli, whichever was in the house with a mace, then the Kohen can't go anywhere, right? Kohen has to stay outside his whole life. Eiz Bayis Asher Tivnuli, that was the line in Tosfos, correct? So it's pretty clear that we paskin that it's less man dechashle for cheru chala. So a nazir is only galeach on the mace himself, not on the tumah level of mace, only on the mace mamish. A kohen is only usher on the mace mamish. So says the Rav here in the Rishima Sarachana, maybe an afkamina is that if we're machriya he was vaday nitma, then the nazir is megaleach al safek Tumas mace Birshus HaYachid. Why? Because Machria that he touched the mace. But he suggests that, and here the Rav wants to be dyke, it's a Mefurish Tosfos and a Minchas Chinuch that the Nazir is Megaleach. Right? It's a Mefurish Tosfos and Minchas Chinuch the Nazir is Megaleach. But he wants to suggest that, and the Rav wants to be dyke this in the Rambam, and they make a Lushi Tase, although I'm not so convinced, but I ain't Shem if you want, that over here, the Nazir would not be Megaleach because it's not a Mace Atzmo, just Tuma on the level of Tumas Mace. After all, we don't know that he touched a mace himself. We just know that he gets Tuma on the level of Tumas Mace because of the special new Tuma called Safek Tumah Shtayachid. But since it is a new Tuma and not a mace himself, therefore he wouldn't be Megaleach. And that's what the Rav and the Durachanan and a little more Bekitzer wants to say might be enough to be enough.
Columbus doesn't have to transgress, does it?
Correct, because you could say, yeah, this is a remez bialma. It's not really the same principle. Correct, that's why I said if. It's an if. You could say, yeah, there's a remez connection, but it's not really the same thing. Now, so that's an important hakira about the nature of suffix. So again, whether you're going to transfer this tumah over to suffix, transfer this hakira over to suffix, tumah yachid, is not so machrach, because it could be they're not mamish the same thing. It's just a remez bialma. After all, it seems like a remez. With her, the issue isn't really Rav versus yachid. It's really, you know, being in a suspicious situation, being in an innocent situation. If she's with a plumber and someone else, then it's just not, you know, priestess stick in the first place. It has nothing to do with, you know, public versus private. Okay, anyway, but this is a pretty clear enough for me. Again, we have to get back to the Rambam. But who just said something about Sarah before? Liram. So, now, here comes the interesting case. What's the din of... Let's look at the question at the end of Tosos. No, before we get to that. Yeah, keep your hand on the Tosos. According to most Rishonim, Sota Safek is Choletza, as opposed to Sota Vada is Purim and Achalitza. According to Rov Rishonim, is there one difference or two differences? Is the difference in terms of the Chalitza just, or also in terms of the Tzara? What's the din of Tzara Safek Sota? What's the din of the Tzara of Safek Sota? Anyone? What?
We don't have animals.
Is she Monsieur Bemis? Yes, according to the Rambam, and from the Rambam comes to the Meiri here, always passes like the Rambam, then comes to the Shulchan Aruch, and so too, right, certainly they were on the Raivin, and the Gra also agrees. He has a whole Cheshbon, how you have to read the Gemara that way. So hold on. Within number one derech is to say that this is the derech of the Rambam, the Meiri, the Tor, the Shulchan Aruch, the Gra. He says, also, the Tzara of Sota Vada is Aser, but the Tzara of Sota Safik is Mishyam Bemis. That's what the Rambam says. He says, if you have a Sota Safik, she's a suffix and the husband died, never got a chance to drink, or for some technical reason she can't drink the water. Say, look, anyone is choletzes lo mitzia bemes, the tzara is mutter. However, not so pashut, I only found one person in Behedya. Otherwise, the Tosos Maharam Virabin Peret says that no, either way, the Tzara is Aser. Tzara is Aser either way. There's no difference. Sarasa, Petura, Kimosa. And either way, the Tzara is Aser. The Tzara is Aser the same whether Sota Vada or Safek. Either way, the Tzara is Aser. That's not the difference. The difference is Chalitza. However, many, many people hold Tzara Sota Safek is Mutter. They're on the right, but held Tzara Sota Safek is Mutter. They think that's the only difference. And the Rambam and the Meiri and the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch and the Gra think that's another difference. Beside the fact that she is Choletzes, her Tzara is Muteris Legamre. Okay, what is the only... Now, you'll ask, oh, why is the Rasa Mishya Bemes isn't Toma Ksivba Karayos? So you might answer, Is Tumah Ksivah Karayis? You answer, no, the Tumah is only either the Tumah's not written about her Karayis, right? Either, two answers of Tosafot, either Tumah's not written about Sarah Sofa Safik, or Tumah is written, but it's the Lashon HaSeh, so it's not Karayis. No problem. What's the only problem? What's the only problem? What's the kasha of all the achronim on the Rambam?
Maybe she already was.
Forget about Tumah Karayos, right? Maybe she was Mazana. Problem, right? It's a 50% chance that she was Mazana, right? It's a suffix. Maybe she was Mazana, maybe she wasn't. That's what the suffix means. So she might have been Mazana. Forget suffix Kavadai. Forget Tumah Karayos. Forget everything. She might have been Mazana. Let's say you're the Tsara. Okay. Hard to put herself in that situation exactly. But let's say you're the Tzara. Agav, by the way, you should just know that out of all the Tzara sugyas, basically none of them come up in the poskim hardly, just because, you know, polygamy was very infrequent in most of our communities. The only case that comes up in all the poskim halachal ma'isa is Tzara Sota. Tzara Sota comes up in all the achron halachal ma'isa. Why? Because what's the only case when you're allowed to marry two wives for Ashkenazim? No. I mean, this is nothing to do with the lumps. When are Ashkenazim allowed to marry two wives? What? If the first one refuses to accept the get, and why might the first wife refuse to accept the get? In common cases in Europe, why? What idiot would refuse to accept the get? So we do know stories about Gedolim from the previous generation, whose wife, on principle, she had a fight with him and refused to accept the get because she didn't want to admit she was wrong. Okay, but normally in Europe, regular people, why would a woman refuse to accept the get?
She didn't care.
What?
She didn't care. She was living with someone else.
She was okay, and who ever heard in Europe, in the Jewish community, she would live with someone else without a get?
She's a mother.
Then she's schmads, right? Any married woman who schmads goes, gets married in a church to a Christian guy and refuses to accept a get because she's not allowed to do Jewish rituals now. It's against her new religion. Right? Ma'isim cholyom, that a married woman schmadded. She married someone else in the church. She's a sota, right? She married someone else in the church. She's a sota, and the husband got a hetemer, bun to marry another wife, because what can he do? His wife schmadded. That's a valid excuse. So the postmortem are full of shilas about suffix sota. What's the din? Now the husband dies. This is ma'isim cholyom in Europe. I don't mean b'chol yom, but every couple of years in Europe, that you actually have a case of tzara. You never had the case of tzara erva, but you actually had the case of tzara sota, because it was not uncommon, unfortunately, for a married woman to shmad. And then she was, if she got married in the church and lived with a guy, then obviously she's a sota. You know that.
She's not a suffix.
No, that's a vaday sota. Correct. Tzara's vaday. I didn't mean tzara suffix sota. Tzara's vaday sota. Tzara's vaday sota. No, tzara suffix sota would only be on the akinu stira, and that would not be. I mean tzara's vaday sota. Correct. And she can have a tzara because the husband wanted to move on with his life, and then we get a hetero rabbanim very easily, because who wouldn't give him a hetero rabbanim? His wife shmadded, right? There's no, like, there's no borderline issues to, no gray area here. The wife shmadded. Anyway, this is ma'isim cholyom. That's why you find in the poskim very fascinating historically. Even among, you know, not only among Pardo's ancestors, but even among my ancestors. Anyway, let's get back to this. So, that had nothing to do with what the kasha. The kasha they all ask on the Rambam is Mr. Rambam or Rabbi Rambam. The Rabbi Rambam. What? She might have be guilty. She might be innocent. So I'm the tzara. So what am I thinking? If that other wife is innocent, then what do I have the problem? Tumah's not written about her. But if that other wife is guilty, then she's a sota and she has tumah. And if she's Tumah, she's Karayis, and I'm Putter. And then, if I do Yibam, I have a 50% chance of violating Ishas Achshel of Mako Mitzvah. So how can you say, I understand, theoretically, Tarasa could be Misyabemes! You know, theoretically, because, you know, we don't know what happened. But it's a 50% chance that I'm Tzara Sota Vadai. Every Sota Sofik is a 50% chance of being Sota Vadai. So, why isn't it Usser? This is the exact same question as comes up, the exact same question that comes up in the end of our Tosfos. What does Tosfos ask? This is this is the Achronim answered as a kasha on the Rambam in the Imei, right? Kasha on the Rambam, kasha on everyone but the Tosma Rambam Rabbeinu Peretz, and whoever else might or might not hold like Tosma Rambam Rabbeinu Peretz. I couldn't find it explicitly, but it could be that the Rishonim would agree. Kasha, how can the Tzara be Mitzvah? She's taking a 50% chance of an Isser Kares. The same kasha, Tosef on the Havamina. What a Tosef on the Havamina. Avon Mikol Mokum Kasha. Came into Sota Vade Chashav L'Rav Ke'erva. Im Kain, Sota Sofek Havalim L'Chashav Ke'Sofek Erva. V'im Kain, Heichi Parech V'tis Yabim Yibume. The Gemara in Sota that Heim Beis has a Havamina. Why can't a Sota Sofek do Yibum? And they have, remember the four answers, right? Either B'Hol Kol B'Aitz B'Sh Acher. Lo L'Yavam. Or Dulo Listeri L'Beise. Or shall Yachnis Risha Lebeise, or Kavachomer B'Mutal Nesra B'Asher Lo Lo Kol Shekein. My Tosa says, what's the Havni that Sota Safek could do Yibum? Isn't it a 50% chance that she's Tomaka Arayos? So, end of Tosfos. Right? What's the question? The end of Tosfos. What's the Havamina of Yibum for Sota Safek if she has 50% chance of Tuma Ka'arayos, right? Now, how would all the Rishonim answer this question? How would all the Rishonim answer Tosa's question? What's the Havamina of Yib by Sota Safek? Don't we know Tuma Ka'arayos? Does that bother all the other Rishonim? No, but it's a 50% chance she might be a Sota Vade. Why doesn't that bother the other Rishonim?
Tuma Ka'arayos is not the Makum Safek.
No, but what if she did it?
It's just a Havamina?
No. Remember the machlok we had last time. Tosu says Tuma Ka'arayos is the mucker of the Isser of the Sota. What do the other Rishonim say? Tuma Ka'arayos only teaches us that Torah is like her, but we don't know she's Usher from Tuma Ka'arayos. So how do we know she's Usher? From the Gemara in Sota. So for all the other Rishonim, it's not Akasha. Because Tuma Ka'arayos doesn't answer her until we know the Gemara in Sota already. Until we know the answer to that Havamina. Right? Tuma Ka'arayos is not an Isser on her. It's only an Isser on the Tzara. So for the other Rishonim, it's not such a kasha, right? Not such a kasha, or certainly if you hold that the machlokes asugyas between them, it's not a kasha. So it's only a kasha for Tosfos, only kasha for Tosfos, who says Tuma means she herself is Usher. Okay, Tosa says Toma means she herself is Asura. So it's really only Kashra. If you truth this in your dike in the next show, you'll find like one other daya that says something similar to that. But whatever. It's only Kashra Tosa. So all the other Rishonim say Toma never means you're Usher. Toma means if we know that you're Usher, we can extend it to your Tsaros. But how did the Gemara say, how do we know that you're Usher? Right? So for the other Rishonim, the Ramban and everyone else, and the Raivan and the Ra'ah, and then the Rashba and the Ritva, and everyone says, nah, Tuma Ka'arayos only means once we know your Usher, we can ask for your Tzara. But the Gemara is a Havamina, how do we know your Usher? But for Tosa, it says Tuma Asher's you. So it's the same. So how did the Rush answer the question? The Rush, the Bach thinks Tosa means to say like the Rush. Okay, but the Rush answered the question here, and what does he say? I'll just read it to you. It's one line hiding in all the Rush. The Rav Chaim doesn't notice that the Rush is similar to this Ramban in the same basic book, but the Achiezer and others point this out. It's actually a nice Achiezer. He points out, he gives the question, he gives Rav Chaim's answer, and then he says, and then I heard that the Talmidim say over a similar answer in the name of Rav Chaim from Brisk. So he was very excited that he came up with the same answer. But let me just find the line. Okay. Should we mach material like a vada? We shlomer. The other mean tongue sibar rice hangi davka so the vada. It's about tongue of loshon laf. Ki hech the sib gabri rice. So the suffix of the tongue of loshon assay. I've got that scream from the suffix. Tongue of loshon assay. Tongue of filo ka suffix erva. She's not even like a suffix erva. Right? What does he say? Not only is a sota suffix not like a vada, she's not even a suffix. Right? Says the rush. The rush answers that sota suffik is not even a suffik erva. Not only should not have vada, it's not even a suffik. But of course, and this is what the Achronim point out, that puts him back in the camp of the Rambam. What is the Rambam and the Meir and the Shulchan Aruch and the Pasuk and the Rush have in common? Right, the Rush is answering up. What the Havim Yivamus for? What the Havimina and Yivamus for to Yivam? She's not even a Suffolk Erevah. She's not even a Suffolk Chash. What do you mean? She is a Suffolk. That's the same question the Rambam. How can the Sora do Yivam? Isn't she at least a Suffolk? What about the 50% chance? Right. What about the 50% chance? That is the Kasha on the Rambam and the Rush. How can we say for the Rush the Kasha in a Havimina? How can they have a Havimina for to be Yivamus Yabemes? What if she's really guilty? The answer is, it's not even a suffix, she's a sota. Why not? It's a suffix. And the same kasha on sarasota. How can most Rishonim say that sarasuffix sota is Mesiyah Bemis? There's a 50% chance she's a sarasota. And there's a 50% chance she's sarasota. Then there's a 50% chance that she's doing Eishes Achshel of Mako Mitzvah. So what's pshat? So obviously, what do we see from here? That a sota suffix doesn't even seem to be a suffix, right? That's what the Rosh says. She's not even a suffix. She's not. But what do you mean she's not even a suffix? I mean, if you taste it, she is a suffix, right? That's what Kinyan Stira means. So let's try to figure out what is pshat in the how do we answer this kasha on the Rambam, which the Yaziyachi Ezra points out is also a kasha on the Rosh. The Rosh says not only is she not kevada yerva, she's not even a suffix yerva. Why not? Meaning. For that, you don't need any Xeris HaKasavs, right? Stop anyone on the street and they'll tell you it's a suffix. So if it's a suffix, don't we have to be machmer both ways, at least to be choshish, right? So, how do you answer up the Rambam? There are two basic drachim to answer the Rambam. Two basic drachim to answer the Rambam. The Kasha is, again, let's review the Kasha. How can Saras Sota Safeg, and for the Rush, and Sota Safeg herself in the Havamina, according to the Rush, right? But Safeg, so do Yibam, isn't it? Safeg Tuma Karayos. Tainah Tuma is not written about her. And Tainah Safeg is not Kavadai. Let's say Safeg is not Kavadai. But isn't it still Safeg Tuma Karayos? So, what do you have to answer? So, what does Reb Chaim answer, anyone? What does Reb Chaim answer? Isn't it still Safeg Tuma Karayos? What? There are two ways to answer this. One way to answer is the Reb Chaim and the many, many other Achronim. Chaim and most other Achronim say Chaim and most Achronim say really she's not even a suffix nivala. Really, it's not even a suffix nivala. Really, we don't think she did it at all. What? Why not? Why not? What do they quote the Gemara in Kiddushin says? Ain't osan ala yichud. We don't ask her an ishtis to her husband because of yichud. So really, you think she didn't do it at all? Now, of course, let's use our common sense. Einos v'al yichud, right? A plumber comes to the house, and the housewife locks the door. We don't ask her. We don't call that a suffix. Why don't we call that a suffix? What do you mean, suffix? She was alone with the plumber? Simplest pshat, cheskes kashrus, right? Cheskes tara, meaning we don't assume that people did big up eiros tam. Okay, now is this exactly like that case? What's the main difference?
It's kinoi.
Kinoi. Here there was kinoi, and here there's a hakira as to why. What's the fundamental hakira here? The fundamental hakira here is, I don't know how I'm going to go back to the Rama after erasing the board, but the hakira here is why everyone knows stira does not ask for a woman to her husband, but kinoin stira does, right? Ein osrin al hayicha, that's a Gemara in Kiddushin, but kinoi together with stira, right, is oser. Why is kinoi Vistira Oser, Stira's not? Anyone tell me, why is Kino Vistira worse? So what are the two ways to explain it? So one shot is Reglaying Ladover, right? I mean, the Gemara says a few places Kino and Stira has Reglaying Ladover. What's the point? Point is, use your common sense. Come on, let's assume that you never heard of Shas. Not only never heard of Shas, let's assume you never even were in shul and heard the Wayne Parshas Nussel. Right, you know nothing. But you read in the newspaper that Mrs. Schwartz had a plumber come to her house and they found the door locked. And Mrs. Goldberg had a guy come to her house who her husband had accused of having an affair with and locked the door. So what would a regular common sense person think? Mrs. Schwartz might have, you know, maybe it was, she should have been, Yisra Nikiya Me'ashem Yisrael. You know, she could have held herself to a higher standard of something. But whatever, knew the plumber came over, big deal. You're not going to think much about Mrs. Schwartz. Right? Maybe it was by Lemire, maybe it was even the Heter Gummer, right? By Lemire is a Heter if there's no Kinoi. Mrs. Goldberg, you're saying, come on, give me a break. The husband had his suspicions, and now she went to confirm the suspicions, right? What more do we need? Can I be sure? No. But I can, you know, have an awfully strong suspicion, right? Pashup shot. So one shot is that it's a matter of mitzius. It's reglaim ledover, which causes a suffix. Right? The reglaim ledover causes a suffix. Oh, cheskastara. Cheskastara is very nice, but a reglaim ledover is a reglaim ledover. That's one way of understanding it. However, what's the other way of understanding it? I mean, that seems to be a pretty attractive way of understanding it, right? But Reb Chaim says no. Reb Chaim says that's the wrong shot. Why? And he brings a good raya from one man to Amr. According to this one man to Amr, at least, it's hard to get out of his raya, of Reb Chaim's raya. The Gemara in Sotach of Haman Aleph. What is there a man to Amr in Sotach of Haman Aleph? The Baal could be mochel as kinoi afterwards. Right? With man to Amr, that even after kinoi was steered, the Baal could be mochel as kinoi and undo the Isser. Hold on a second. If it's Reglaim Ladover, can you be mochel a fact? Can I be mochel a fact? I understand that. The guy came to my house, he was caught on video camera, I didn't see him steal, but he was caught on video camera wearing a ski mask and carrying locksmith tools. Right? And coming out with a sack over his shoulder. I'm mochel what's caught on the video camera. You can't be mochel facts. Facts are facts, it's Reglaim Ladover. You can't be mochel facts. What can you be mochel? What can I be mochel? I can't be mochel a fact, right? I can be mochel. I can be mochel, basically, I can be mochel by zechuyos in general, right? I can't be mochel fact, right? I can be mochel by zechuyos, right? So now here I'm adding lashon to Reb Chaim, right? But Reb Chaim says, now we don't paskin like that, man da amar. But how can there even be a man da amar that baal shemochel a kinuyo mochel? So says Reb Chaim, he says, now you could say, I don't care, we don't hold like that man d'amar. Reb Chaim says, come on, how can there even be such man d'amar? So what did Reb Chaim say? It must be, says Reb Chaim, and this is a chiddush, right? We would all have said, kinoi is a mitzias for glaim d'amar, because that makes common sense to us. And Reb Chaim also would have said that if not for the weren't so to davkav, hey, mechila, how can mechila work? He says, no, it's a zechus. It's a zechus. The Baal has really keen eyes, not regarding the dover. Really, cheskes kashrus is cheskes kashrus, and now we have cheskes kashrus. What does she have here besides cheskes tara? Besides cheskes tara, what else does she have that's offered by Chris Fekos? Tainus Bari, right? Remember the Gemara, right? The whole beginning of Ksubas, right? Re'ua midaberes, etc. Right? She has Tainus Bari and cheskes tara. So he says, really, it's a zechus. He says, cheskes tara is what he says. Then some of the acronym add, and or Tainus Bari. Cheskes tara works even in suspicious circumstances. Even in suspicious circumstances. This is the fundamental chakira about kinoi. Even though it looks suspicious, there was kinoi and stira, no, cheskes tara would still work. Tainus Bari would still work. She's still innocent. But the Torah gave the Baal a zechus called kinoi. After all, you know, a random person can't do kinoi, right? What if an investigative reporter does kinoi? It doesn't work. Why? He's an investigative reporter. So, you could come up with many answers, I'm sure. Chaim would say, because he's not a Baal Dover, right? He doesn't have any zechus. He wasn't a Mekanisher. Why does he have a zechus? Right? It's a zechus. The Baal has a zechus that has the zechus to create a suffix. It's not been seen as a real suffix. Really, it's not a suffix. Why not? I'm suspicious because of Tainus Bari and because of Cheskes Tara. Right? The Achiezer says Tainus Bari, Rav Elchanan and Rav Chaim say Cheskes Tara. Really, it's not been seen as a suffix. Ben Tzias Kino is garnished. But it's a zechus the Baal has to create a suffix. That's the machlokus. What's kinoi? Is kinoi zechus to create a suffix? Or is kinoi a mitzias of a suffix? Is it a suffix mitzias or is it zechus to create a suffix? Nafkamina is, right, the proof is mechila, right? If it's a mitzias, how can you be mochel? But if it's zechus, then I'm mochelizing zechus. I created this artificial suffix, which was not really a suffix. The Torah just gave me zechus as part of my kinyone ishas to create a suffix, right? Isha nikneis. One of the things I was called is the zechus to have suspicions, and the zechus to have my suspicions taken seriously. But I can be mochel that. Now, of course, we don't pass like that, Mandomer. So you could say, do we not pass like that, Mandomer, because he's fundamentally wrong and it's a mitzias, not a zechus? Or because this is a zechus, but sometimes it's too late to be mochel.
It's not a proof.
Exactly. Now, right, it's really Chakira in the other Mandamar. Do we reject that Mandamar because this whole Zechus thing is ridiculous? Come on, it's a suffix from Tzius. Or because, no, it's a Zechus. But, you know, once you create the Frankenstein monster, it's too late to put the genie back in the bottle. You'll excuse my mixing metaphors. Yes, it's too late for, you know, Pandora to put the Frankenstein monster back in the bottle. You know, with Mickey Mouse thrown in there. Now, what does Reb Chaim say, though? Reb Chaim says that if you understand like this side of the Chakira, then we can answer up the Rambam. Really, there's no suffix. There's no suffix at all. The Baal has a zechus to make an artificial suffix, right? But the Baal's artificial suffix is for this woman, not for the tzara. He has a zechus to make an artificial suffix on his wife. But that doesn't mean, he doesn't make a suffix for the tzara. The tzara says, look, I have cheskes tara. What's the problem? Suffix, tzara says, yeah, I know this is artificial suffix the husband created. That's very nice for him. And that's very nice for her. But we all know she's innocent. Al pi halacha, she's innocent. There's something called cheskes tara. Something like cheskes kashrus. So really, there's no suffix. It's only an artificial suffix. Created for the soter herself. But it doesn't It's only an artificial suffix. It's not a real suffix. It's an artificial suffix quoted for the Sota herself. And in the Havni, the word Sota for the Rush, it doesn't affect the Yavam. And Kamashwan, it might affect the Yavam, but it doesn't affect the it doesn't affect the Tzara. But it doesn't affect other people. That is the way most Achronim defend the Rambam. And again, this is the Pesach of Machaber and the Shulchan Aruch. Many of you shouldn't pick up on the Rambam. Everyone I can find except for Tosfos Rambam Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm sure if you look around, all of Shas and Poskim can find another two or three people to join Tosfos Rambam Rabbeinu Peretz. But the that really, it's a Vadai Tahora. Just the husband creates an artificial suffix of his Chusei Ishos, and that artificial suffix is only on her, doesn't affect the Tzara. Klape her, she views herself as Besafik. But really, she's not Besafik. Really, she's Vadai Muteris, and therefore the Tzara can be Mitzvah Bemis. That's the Derech of Reb Chaim, and that's all the Achronim who I put next to Reb Chaim on the Makorah sheet, and many others. And many others as well. Now, and, okay, again, I'm just giving you the tip of the iceberg here. Yeah.
And the Sota suffix itself for the Rosh in the Havbini.
In the Havbini, it's like, I understand the Baal has the right to create this Suchos, but that's for him. It doesn't affect the Yavam. That's for him. And the Baal now creates the suffix. Now the Baal's dead, the Yavam doesn't have to be bound by this special Suchos. Kamash one, that he does. Right, that's the Havbini, is that the Yavam's not bound by this. Kamashlon, that no, that the that it lives on past the Baal. Because after all, the Yavam's just trying to make him a shame anyway. The Ragachever has a different approach. And, okay, we'll take a few more minutes. And the Ragachever has a different answer. Most Achronim go with Reb Chaim, and they like the Raya from Achila. The Ragachever, though, has a different answer to the question on the Rambam. The Ragachever says, and this is, he brings, if you actually go through this piece in the Ragachever, I mean, you'll have to really, like, you know, like, press the turbo button on your brain, because Kedarka Bakodesh, meaning the cheshbonos, the proofs he brings, the integral logic of the proofs he brings are, you know, make Reb Chaim look like kindergarten. If you go through all of his proofs, and then press the turbo button a second time, you could be doch all of them. But they're very, I mean, you have to like go years like in walking around the streets to see as much cleverness as this one paragraph of the Ragachever. It's unbelievable, some of the proofs he brings. Just his mind is like, I don't know, it's not from this planet. But what's his yisod? His yisod, even I can explain. His yisod is no big deal. It's just a big chiddush. What's his yisod? The Ragachever says right here al atar. That really, it is a suffix. It is a suffix. Really, it is a suffix. Don't give me any of the zechus business. Come on, my blind over Kino Yisthira. You read in the paper, you tell me, says the Rabbi Trevor. Give me a break. You read in the paper that Mr. Goldberg accused Mrs. Goldberg of having an affair with a plumber, and then they locked themselves in a room together. You're going to say that's not a suffix? Cheskes Tyre is nice and all, and Tyre is buried, etc. But give me a break. We really do have a suffix. Oh, if we have a suffix, isn't that a suffix? Tomek HaRayus on the Tzora also. So he says a big chiddush. He says, but Toma HaRayus is only chal if we have Yediasnus, not when the znus happens. That's a big chiddush of the Ragachever. He says, really, there is a suffix znus. So why is her tzara allowed to be misyabemes? And he's not answering the rush here. The truth is, it would also answer the rush's kasha. Really, we do have a suffix. Really, we are 50-50 with suffix. She might have committed adultery. So why is her tzara allowed to be misyabemes? Isn't that suffix tomakarai with suffix tzara sota sura tomakarai ksiba? Or in the havmin and sota, why she misyabemes? Isn't that suffix toma? The Rosh Hashanah says, no. There's a suffix whether she committed adultery. There's a suffix whether she's a big Russia. There's a suffix whether she does to her husband. But there are some halachos that aren't chal when they happen. They're only chal if you find out about them. Anyone give me an example of a halacha that's only chal when you find out about it? What?
Turning on
According to many Mishnah Arlan Chutz Laretz, even if it is Arlan Chutz Laretz, that's mutter unless I know that it's Arlan Chutz Laretz. Or, for example, according to many opinions, Hanan is only chal when you find out about it, right? Or, classic example is Avelus. What if a guy, he doesn't know that his brother passed away? And he's taking a bath while smearing oil on himself in his leather shoes, while working and blasting the music, right? V'chuli v'chuli, right? So is that a problem? Says no. Someone dying doesn't make a chalos avelos. It's someone knowing that someone died makes a chalos avelos. That's halacha mekubelis. That's why you don't have to tell someone their relatives. In the old days, no one ever told people their relatives died. Even nowadays, many communities, that's the minhag, because, what you don't know won't hurt you. There's some halachas that are only chal if you know about them. Classic example, this is the big lumdus, right? You all know the Tosos and Baba Kama, but the Makubal lumdus is chiv knas. What does it mean chiv mom and chiv knas? Chiv mom on whether or not anyone knows I owe you the money. Chiv knas is only chal when two Aiden come and tell Bezdin. So, yeah.
Is this that you de-edge anyone knowing, or is it psak? If the woman knows, is that a problem?
No, obviously he doesn't mean that someone knows. Someone knows. He means that Bezdin knows by valid proof.
For the people who know, that's not enough. We need a psak.
I don't think it matters whether you heard or not, or whether someone told you. It matters if two even came in front of Bezdin, I think. So this is the big kiddush of the Rugged Shomer. He says, Sota, the suffix Sota exists. Suffix, she was Nivala. The husband's Usher and Hermes suffix. But the Tumah Ka'arayos part of Sota is not Chal till it's proven. It's one of these halachas that aren't Chal till you prove it in court. That's the Chiddush of the Rugged Shomer. So to answer the Kasha, how could the Tzar be said Bemes? I go over to the Tzar and say, how can you do this Yibam? Maybe she's guilty and maybe it's Tumah Ka'arayos and you're doing Eishnach Shalom Makom Mitzvah. The Tzar is a Lam, didn't know the Rosh is vacuum. What do you mean? Was it proven in Bez then? Until it's proven in Bez then, even if she's guilty, there's no Tumah Ka'arayos. Tumah Ka'arayos is one of these dinim that's only chal if you can prove it in Bezdin.
But later, if someone came along and proved it, she'd have a problem.
Later, if someone came along and proved it, she'd have a problem. So let's assume that she does some due diligence and realizes that if anyone knew, they would have come by now.
It's sort of like,
after all, how do we ever mashka sota?
Her husband died and she...
Yeah, and how do we ever mashka sota? We wait, and if no eidim come, then we assume they're not going to come anymore, and it's highly unlikely. Right, we don't get pushed that far. Now, the only thing the Rugged Shomer doesn't explain, but this will end, is the Rugged Shomer sounds very bad at this point. Why? Because it's like a very clever answer, and then he has crazy, intricate, logical proofs, which you have to be eyeing shum. If I try to say them over, then we'll all be lost. But, like Mehechitesi, it sounds like an arbitrary thing. I understand Avelus is only how when you know about it. That makes sense, because it's a psychological thing, but Isurim, what do you mean? Bas b'chol, if someone puts milk in my cholent. It's chal whether I know about it or not. I might have an excuse if I don't know. Hashem's not going to punish me because it's not my fault. But it's still treif, right? Someone puts milk in my cholent is treif whether I know about it or not. Because it's a fact. Right? If someone, if a girl is my sister, she's usher me whether I know about it or not, b'chorah. I think. It's a fact. If something's pork, then even if it's labeled beef and sold in Glotmart, then it's treif whether we know about it or not. That's the normal way these things work. So Mehechit takes, why did the Rugged Shomer say this Tumah Ka'arayos to Aser Tzarasota is only chal when you know about it? Where would he get such a crazy idea? He doesn't say where he gets this crazy idea. Probably because he figured, in general, it's mukhrach. He never writes this, but it's mukhrach that he figured that everyone who read his svarim was really smart. So he probably figured we could figure it out on our own. Mehechit takes the Rugged Shomer would get this idea. Because of a famous kasha, the Rishonim Acharonim ask. Is there anything in halacha that's closer to the realm of Arayus that's only chal if we know about it? Like if two Edim can witness it? Davar Shiva Erva Pas Mishnayim. What does that mean? If I'm a Kaddish, a girl, and there's no proof, is it even chal? No, if I'm a Kaddish, a girl, and there's no Edim, it's not chal in the first place, right?
Can we say if they're both blind?
Now that's a habin of the Gemara, but the Gemara Paskin's not. That's the shakta b'tarya. But we say no. If I'm a garish my wife, and we don't know about it, then it's not chal at all. Dabar shiva erva is not chal at all if we don't know about it. So maybe says the Rugged Shomer like this. What about adultery? If if the wife commits adultery and nobody knows, is she still lust of her husband? I mean, she knows, the Baal knows, but there aren't Edom. Is she still lust of her husband? Someone prove to me whether or not, not mine, someone's wife commits adultery, right? And nobody knows. Is she still lust of her husband? Again, the question is whether we blame him if he didn't know. Obviously, that's not the issue. But theoretically, is she still lust of her husband? If there's no proof.
She knows.
Right.
So from her side.
Okay, but that's not proof, right?
She's no,
not
too she knows from her side.
Okay, but is she also her husband if there's no proof?
How can she be looked at her husband if she's also her
okay.
Husband?
There's the Gemara, though. The Gemara in the Samachan Kedushin at the blind man, right, who 1/8 said his wife was Ozana. And what did they paskin? If you think she did it, then you should, then it's also you. If you don't think she did it, it's mutter. But if you think she did it, she's also meaning you have no proof. But if you think it's true, then it's usher to you. That's what all the Echra, the Rishonim assume, that adultery ushers the wife, even if there's no proof. Ah, isn't it a davar shebe erva? Right? Kimatza ba erva's davar. So that is a big, and one answer might be, you have to use the Rav Chaim and Hilchos Yibam Chalitza per dalet, which the Rishonim will get to, which we're not going to mention now. Just, no, once you use the Yisod of Rav Chaim and Yibam Chalitza per dalet, then obviously it's a silly question, what do you mean? Maybe the Isser Sota should only be Chal if I've ate him. But forgetting about that for now. Right? What might the answer be? The answer might be, well, is the Isser Sota necessarily a Dover Sheva Erva? Is it a Chalos Erva? Maybe it's not a Chalos Erva, it's just an Isser. Right? Or maybe the Isser Sota is a Chalos Erva. So what does the Rebbe Chavar say? Again, this is all me speaking on the Rebbe Chavar's behalf. But once you hear me say it, I think you'll agree. That he says, no, there are two aspects to the Isser Sota. There's a basic Isser, which is not a Arayus, which is just an Isser. And then there's an added level of Tomaka Arayus. What does Argamar say? Why is Sar Sota Usser? Tomaka Arayus. Sota is Usser, not because the Sota is a Sota, but because she has the Dover Sheva Erva of Sota, because she is Tomaka Arayus. So what is the Rebbe Chavar saying? He's saying she might be a Sota. If she did the adultery, she's a Sota. But can you call her the Tomaka Arayus of Sota? Can the Arayus of Sota be Chal without Edi Kiyum? No! The Sota might be a Sota, even if there are no Edim. But the Arayus aspect of Sota can only be Chal if there are Edim. Ein Dovish of Erev Pachas Mishnayim. The Arayus aspect of Sota needs Edi Kiyum like Gittin and Kiddushin. Right? So, I think this is what the Rebbe Chavar means. He says, Ein Echanami. A woman who commits adultery is usher to her husband. But she's not usher to her husband ka'arayos unless there are edim. Because arayos is not chal without edim. Therefore, says the Rebbe Chavar, if that's what he means, that in order, and what happens? A woman is a sota, she messes herself up. She also creates this new iser erva, tomek sivva ka'arayos. To create a new iser erva, you need Edi Kiyum, you need two Edim. You can't create a new Isser Erva without Edim. So therefore, maybe that's what the Rebbe Chavar means. He means that even though Sota is a Sota with or without Edim, the Toma Ka'arayus, not the Toma, the Ka'arayus, the Arayus aspect of Sota can't be Chal without Edim. And therefore, Sota Safek, who doesn't have Edim, Vadai doesn't have Toma Ka'arayus. Sota Safek is like Kedushay Safek. Can you say Safek Vadai doesn't create an Isser of Arayos? Sota Safek also Vadai doesn't create an Isser of Arayos. Because to create an Isser of Arayos, Ein Davar Sheva Erva Pachas Mishnayim, you need Shnei Edim. And maybe that's the Sota of the Rebbe Chavar. This is a very, very important Hakira, which maybe we'll even get back to next time. We'll touch on it a little. I won't say that I am. But if you think about it, you'll see that I am. This is the big finish of the Rebbe Chavar. Again, that really Sota Suffolk really is a Suffolk. It's not a Zuchus. It's a real, real Suffolk. But a real Suffolk doesn't create Toma. Only the Yediyas a Suffolk, only the Edim, only the proof creates Toma. Why? Because it's like Kedushin and Gerushin. The Toma Ka'arayos aspect of Sota is only Chal when you have Edim, because that's a creation of a new Chalos Arayos. And the creation of a new Chalos Arayos in the context of Ishus only works if you have Edim to prove it. And if there are no Edim, then it's like, how can I marry a girl if she might have been Mekudeshes to someone? The answer, if there are no Edim, then I don't care what might have happened. She's not an Erva to me. Likewise here, the Tsar can say, if there were no Edim, I don't care what happened. She might be a Sota, but she's not an Erva of Sota without Edim.
Isn't there a different subject coming on the Vada for even Eid Achad?
Ah, so that's what the whole Reb Chaim is about in the last paragraph in Yibam Machalitza Vav Yutes and in Yisuri Bia Aleph Chaf Beis. And that's a lot of things that I skipped. That has to do with what I promised to get back to the fact that the Rambam didn't match exactly, and where does the Rambam actually stand? So the answer is that according to Reb Chaim Davka, it's not so posh that he doesn't say explicitly, but it doesn't sound like even the Eid would Asher the Tzara, according to Reb Chaim. The Rav definitely thinks even the Eid would not Asher the Tzara. For even the not for the Rav Chaim's reason, right? Even the Eid wouldn't Asher the Tzara. You could also say that perhaps, you know, the truth is, even Halacha L'maaseh and Eid Echad and Kiddushin, not so pashut where we go. Because sometimes an Eid Echad might have the Koach of Shnayim, if it's together with other factors. So, okay, there's, you know, Halacha L'maaseh, by the way, if this really happens, Halacha L'maaseh, if a man is the Kaddish a girl in front of one aid, we require a get l'chakila. It's not, you know, yesh mukom this topic, Shun. Okay, but there's a lot more to discuss, but I think we got the basics down, and we'll pick up more next time. We haven't left Sota yet, but next time I want to go on and see something more about Machzor Grishaso, and then we'll come back and discuss those common aspects of Machzor Grishaso and Sota. So I didn't type up the Makoros yet, but there's Gemara to go ahead to, and I went almost to lunch anyway. So so we have lots to keep busy.
I apologize for running out. Grandson was right. I told him.
You had an appointment which you should have ended, I figured.
No, I told my grandson to come. He's